Welcome to the It's a Fabulous World Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you one of the world's top poets and incredible speaker, Mr. Fox Beyer. Fox, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you, Tanya. Very kind words. Start with me, people. Let's lock in. Breathe. Two rules. Inhale, exhale. Breathe. You are the one that prevails. Breathe. Create your own rhythm. Breathe. Doesn't it feel great to create your own microcosm? Breathe. Whether your pace is slow or fast. Breathe. Let the air in your lungs amass. Breathe. Your own composer you can be. Breathe. Create your own key. Today, let's let the world ignite, inspire, and evoke our fire within. Hello, everybody. I'm Fox Beyer, a speaker, poet, an author, and a coach. And I want my story, again, to evoke your fire within. Let the world around you teach you things. Let my wisdom, let some insight become your foresight. It was me and the boss man taking a ride, murky and dark as we looked outside. And so, to make our connection, he turned and he asked me a question. He said, Fox, if you had one wish and nothing more, what would it be that you'd ask for? For a minute, I sat and I wondered. And then he began his out loud ponder. He said, a lot of us are drawn to material, but I know something I long to feel. It's not just experience, it's insight. It's taken notes on even the past hindsight. It is a must for any man. I must get it however I can. If I had a bag, I'd toss you some. Oh, how I long for a daily dose of wisdom. And I hope the wisdom that I share with you today, you will learn from and hopefully use in your days coming up. Basically, it's observe the world around you and observe how great it is. This is from a series I call Life as I Have Known It, and I hope you enjoy. So here we go. Over 25 years ago, in rehab after a recent surgery, in March of 1990, my surgeon, Dr. Roy M. Nuzzo, gave me a goal. He allotted me 7 incorrect steps in a day. 7. I thought, quite weird. And what actually constitutes an incorrect step anyway? To this day, I don't know the answer to this question. But here's what I took from his words. Walking to me, from this point on, had to be a conscious act of will. Not only that, I had to be very aware of the ground and surface I was walking on. Wet or dry, ice or water, sand or blacktop. Could I plow through these leaves or should I step over them? And I always had to be aware of changes in elevation, especially stairs. You do or you don't, you will or you won't, you have one life. Sometimes you decide. But what happens when life's events, they just don't make sense, and everything's on the contrary, not on the schedule or itinerary? Dive in and swim. It's time to find out what lies within. Because when you are dealt a second-rate hand, it comes down to the character of the man. The elevator, well, it's closed. You take the stairs. You don't have time to care. It's not about ifs or buts. Fall down twice, 3 times, stand up. Battle-tested, been through wars. It is the diamond you most adore. Every day you approach with conviction. There is nothing you know more than friction. Dive in and swim. It's time to find out what lies within. Because when you are dealt a second-rate hand, it surely comes down to the character of the man. A short while ago, my cousin told me that after working for 32 years as a probation officer, walking through a jail for her is what it feels like for most walking through a mall. I've been ambulatory most of my life with my CP, and I get around fine. But walking at times is a struggle. It has never gotten any easier, and it probably never will. You see, when I'm going somewhere on my feet, and I get tired, I can't just jump on my bike and coast to get to where I'm going. I can't ride a bike. I don't have the balance. But my impact in this world on people does not lie in how quickly I get to where I'm going. It lies in me always trying to find another way to get there. Look, don't waste it. You have one chance and one chance only to make it. What experience morph into wisdom, and wisdom be your guide? So go ahead. You decide. What mark are you going to make, and how are you going to be remembered in this world of so many ups, downs, and to-do lists unattended? So go ahead. No guarantees. Fix that leak and put air in your tires. For real, this is life. This is not a rehearsal. A very difficult thing for me to accept throughout time is that a very small percentage of people, very close to me, do not want me to succeed. For example, after my hamstring transfer surgery, lying in bed, a then friend of mine told me while we were alone, he said, "Fox, you haven't improved at all since surgery. The surgery was a waste." And to that, I say this to you. In the end, you might not have it all. But remember, it is not naive to try. So prayerize, picturize, and actualize. And in the end, fly high. Yes, as it stands right now, all you have is your current reality. Every day in your head, fear disguises its practicality. Practicality says play it safe. It says this year after year. But if you dared lift its mask, all you would see is fear. So lift up the mask, stare right through fear, and kick it to the past. Be the person you are destined to be. Turn around and let your naysayers kiss your ass. You might ask me, how often do you actually reach your goal of 7 incorrect steps in a day? To me, it's less about a number and more about the following word: pride. Pride. As said to me by Coach Storm, pride should grow in you from the day you were born. Pride. For all your actions, you are accountable. Pride, for all your actions, you are responsible. Pride in doing what you say. Have credibility. Pride, and it begins with a consistent effort. Pride, a lack of it, you will mourn. Pride, so people take the bull by the horns. A short while ago, I was visiting a friend in Tampa, Florida for a weekend. And one night, with a group of friends, we went out and had dinner and drinks. Toward the end of the night, and after a few drinks, one of his friends turned to me and said, looking at my eyes, "I'm sorry you're blind." People, for the record, I'm not blind. If you look at me and you see the pattern of my eye movements, it looks like I can't focus on one object with both eyes at the same time. Call it my sideways perspective. and myself, like many people, might be able to see more than you think. Highways and byways of a world seen sideways, out of these eyes of blue. Let's make a toast to a man over there. Yep, you bet, I can see him too. There are times when those who have observed me from afar give me too much credit. I can recall back in middle school, one of the first days of the 7th or 8th grade, a new student in my class looked at me. He didn't see my entangled gait or my scattered eye movement. He saw a kid, a skinny kid with a wiry frame that he thought had really fast foot speed. He looked at me and said, "Man, you must be fast. I wish I were." It didn't take me long to show him that I have such slow foot speed, I have to speed up to stop. But people, I'll always have my dreams to make myself believe I could fly. Hand on her forehead, Grandma puts me to bed. She said, "Fox, you had a great day. You ran 2 bases in one play." And then I think about my utter lack of speed. Extraordinary with no one there to see. Extraordinary with no one there to see. I leap tall buildings in a single bound, fill stadiums and arenas without a sound. Extraordinary with no one there to see. I reach for the stars, right through the clouds. I reach for the stars, feet firm on the ground. Extraordinary with no one there to see. It took me until I was a junior in college to learn the art of observation. Again, as a junior at the University of South Carolina, as part of a baseball team, I sat at Sarge Frye Field with our recruiting coordinator, Coach Jim Thoman. We watched one of his latest recruits play catch in right field when he taught me the greatest lesson of all. As he said, "Fox, just watch him throw. Observe. You know what this is about. Observe. No need to think out loud. Observe. So much we can learn. Observe. Soon you will barrel the curve. Observe. Verbal bondage has no place. Observe. This is not a race. Observe. No need to make your ears bleed. Observe. There is no such thing as a lead. Observe. The rocks in the sand. Observe. Our beautiful everywhere land. Observe. The tantalizing sunset. Observe. Much is far from over yet. Observe. The water could be shallow. Observe. The dock could be hollow. Observe. You own what you see. Observe. Your thoughts, people, tell me." Over the years, I have observed. Recently, during a warm November day, after work as a school teacher, I decided to take a walk in a nearby swamp park. Soon after the beginning of my stroll, 2 things hit me. One, with the diminishing daylight. A 7 a.m. sunrise, such a brilliant disguise for the soon set to occur here at Eastern Standard Time. It seems we race against a clock, so we won't be shocked. Shocked by the imminent absence of light, for soon it will be tonight. Midday does not delay. Just a token way to say that we are down the road in stage 3 decay. Plants, trees, and flowers, they weep. Shadows cast and begin to creep over all creations. A nebulous asphyxiation. Sundown, stopping point, make your mark. Would it not be easier to turn off the dark? Morning, beautiful and clear. Night, all is amok. Oh dear, why can't we just push the sun right back up? Sundown, stopping point, make your mark. Would it not be easier to just turn off the dark? And the second thing that I thought of, walking along this swamp park on this warm November day, was the threat and signs of black bears. And as a matter of fact, the park was closed. I walked out that day. I came back a few days later and sat by a space in this park called Bullfrog Pond. And I wrote the following poem, originally intended to be a song. Sitting here writing this song, on the surface, not much going on. Looking around in a writing fog, over here at Bullfrog Pond. In the distance, geese bellow, a wholesome sight for this young fellow. An east wind moves the brush. Quiet now, ladies, time to hush. Twice I came here in the past. The park was closed and the gate was a cast. There was a sign, I stopped and I stared. It said, beware, people of black bear. Now I'm in, third time's the charm. Mama and cubs, I mean no harm. Enjoy this park and all its beauty. As I sit here on my duty, sitting here writing this song. On the surface, not much going on. Looking around in a writing fog, over here at Bullfrog Pond. Makes me think back when I was around a good buddy of mine, Stuart Lake. He said to me one day, he said, Fox, if I were ever chased by a bear, I'd want to stand next to you because you're slow. Lovingly, I say, thank you, Stu. Recently, this summer, I found myself on a beach and thinking about observation. That's a place where you can do great people watching. And over the years, I've done a lot of it. And this one time, I found this person who approached me spent a long time approaching me. She must have watched me and my crooked gait for days. She was so excited. She brought over a book, a thick 400-page book called The Genius of Flexibility. She said, Fox, this book would be great for you. I want to give it to you as a gift. And at this point, I didn't even know her name. Not only that, but she also offered me this advice. She said, Fox, you should ride a horse. You'd love it. And also, it would really open up your hips. And quietly, I thought to myself, wow, it would open up my hips. I love horses. And all the while, I could pretend to be a cowboy. People, there are many men I hold in great regard, ho-humming their tasks to me so hard. I think of the great range rider. To me, he's the prototype, a true life fighter. His cattle are his men, and his land he defends from animals, weather, and the like. Every day, a 15-round knockout fight. Up every day at 5. Him and his cattle out for the drive. He does what he should. He labels his goods. With his lasso, he ropes his steer and labels its right ear. He does it, I don't know how, but with great gumption, a sharp knife, and a pissed off cow. Now, full of blood, shit, and mud, one more thing to do, surely not fun. Time is wasting, can't be late. With that same cow, well, it's time to castrate. There are many men I hold in great regard, ho-humming their task to me so hard. I think of the great range rider. To me, he's the prototype, a true life fighter. People, I encourage you to be Einsteins of nature. Let the forest be your favorite band and the wind create your rhythm. Be an Einstein of nature. My name's Fox Beyer. I'm a teacher, author, speaker, and a coach. But wherever I go, upon first look of me, I am a kid, a man with cerebral palsy. And I have a crooked gait. So picture this. Sitting in this chair, so begins the unfair. Thought so by some, blind, deaf, and dumb. Did he hear that sound? And how is he getting around? Listen, my crossed eyes gave me x-ray vision in disguise. From my first ectomy to my last otomy, my scars are my gift. Don't stare, Mom said that. What's he looking at? You see, it's in that split second you formed your perception. Come on over and patronize. You've been cut down to size. Your high words won't work. It's the truth, you jerk. Sitting here in this chair, so begins the unfair. Thought so by some, blind, deaf, and dumb. My crossed eyes gave me x-ray vision in disguise. From my first ectomy to my last otomy, my scars are my gift. Again, my name's Fox Beyer. You can reach me at foxbeyer.com. Fox like the animal, FOXBEYER.com. Email me off there. If you enjoyed what you heard, please shoot me an email off my website. And I will be glad to send you a copy of my book, Letter Kindling, Igniting, Inspiring, Evoking the Fire Within. All of those poems you heard in my segment, Life as I Have Known It, come from that book. Also, if you enjoy what you heard and you feel like I am someone who would benefit from speaking to your organization or place of work, email me again off my website, foxbeyer.com, FOXBEYER.com. Thank you very much. It has been a privilege speaking to you all. I will talk at you all later. Tanya, back to you.